Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Well Women Podcast. I'm Dr. Laura, naturopathic doctor and creator of the Period Passport online program and her Time of the Month membership.
And I'm Ashley LeClaire, mental health and resilient coach and owner of ALC Wellness.
Today, we're talking about something, again, in true TMI fashion. I'm reviewing, or I guess we're not reviewing, we're kind of talking about a lot of period type of products. So which products are best? Period panties, diva cups, tampons, what's the hype with these new products? Should you be using them? Are there risks? And have we tried them? So really going to talk about it all. So again, if you are not wanting to know about all of these period related things, then this is your cue to get off this recording.
Get the heck out. Yeah.
Get out, because in true TMI fashion, we are going to start, I think right off the hop, like let's just start. First of all, the newest one, period panties. Let's just talk about that. Like, have you used them? What's your experience? What would your review be? Like, let's just talk about it all. So you start first.
Yeah. So I have used reusable pads. Actually, I don't even think I told you this, Laura.
When no, we were prepping. I was thinking, what?
So I have used reusable pads and period panties now for probably a couple years. I went quite a long time not getting a period because I had an IUD. And when I started getting a period again, I really didn't want to use the regular pads and tampons that were clearly, and we'll talk more about this in a little bit, full of ingredients that I wasn't interested in putting in or around my body. So I went the reusable pad route because at that time I was very environmentally conscious. Now I try, but you know, there's other things I need to worry about. And I also got the period panties. So my panties are from Lunapad, and my pads themselves are from Etsy, just some person who made them. Why are you laughing?
Because it's just a strange place to get me. I'm just picturing someone.
I guess pads.
Yeah. Like they're sewing pads. Like, cool, I guess.
Yeah. I'll send you a picture of them when we get off so you can see what they look like. They're all black. They're very interesting. And they're all different sizes. So,
well, I don't know why I didn't think of that. Like, so you get on Etsy and start selling your pads.
Yeah. So, I love them. I have not used a tampon or a real pad or a diva cup or any of the options now for the last 2 years. I've only used reusable pads and my period panties.
Okay.
And I really enjoy them.
Tell me, first of all, I have questions about these reusable pads. How do they attach to your underwear?
So they have a little clip. So they have the wings. Oh my God. They have the wings and then they have like a button, like a clip.
Oh, like underneath?
Yeah, underneath. So it attaches underneath your underwear. So it wraps around. I really should have sent you a picture before we started talking.
For real? I had no idea. I didn't know these existed, guys. Honestly, I think people have the preconceived notion that because I'm a naturopathic doctor, it means that I do all things natural. And I'm going to just tell you right now, it's not true. It is not true. I'm trained as a medical professional. I do like to do things like finding the root cause, and I like to do things naturally, but I don't use reusable pads. So
yeah, well, so, and I don't even have panty liners either. I have these pads go from like light to super. So depending on where I am, I can pick which pad is better suited. So the day before I'm supposed to get my period's super light as well. That's why I've always used these. I haven't needed anything too extreme. I'll just throw one of the lighter, smaller ones on and then we're good to go. I even have one because it was like an intro pack that the girl on Etsy sent me. I even have one that's like made for thongs.
We need her contact information on this episode. No. So everybody can buy them. But okay, I'm going to ask the questions that I think people have, like people who haven't used these. You know, if you don't have these questions, that's fine. But these are the questions I have. Number one, okay, let's just let's just call a spade, like you have light periods. So yeah. You're not part of the heavy period sufferers. Like I am a heavy period person, even though my periods have improved over the years, like significantly. I have a history of fibroids. Like I'll always have the couple days where I have a heavy period. That's just me. That's my life. And so there are people that have a period like you, and that might work quite well, because for me, and I'll get into my experience with period panties, but for my light days, it was quite wonderful. Like it was really, really great. So having said that, I'm just picturing my period and I'm thinking, okay, there's no way I'm using that pad, and then what? Putting it, like folding it up and like putting it in a bag and keeping it, and then what?
Okay, well, first of all, you have to remember that my dog wears diapers. So I am dealing and she wears reusable diapers, okay? Oh, so I'm no. using I'm used to reusable poopy diapers that I wash. So these are Stop. Nothing to me.
Do you?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like Do there's you, a like, bag you? In my bathroom right now full of poopy reusable diapers that need to be washed.
Oh my God.
But anyways, back to my period panties. So what I actually did, because I thought about this obviously when I got them, I'm like, what the hell? And at this point I was with my ex at the time. So we're living in the same house and I'm like, I can't just like throw these in our hamper. Like he's going to freak the fuck out. Oh, excuse yeah. me. I'm going to swear.
Okay.
Gonna freak. So what I did was I went to Winners and I got this like, I'm going to call it a jar. I sent you a picture of it. So please speak up if you have a better description. Like a jar with like a yeah. lid that it's blue, so you can't see through it. It's not, you know, and it has a lid that pops on. And what I do is I throw them in this kind of big jar thing until I wash them. Now, obviously, I'm not like waiting a long period of time to wash them because that would be gross. But I just take them out of the jar, throw them in either at the end of the day or, you know, the next day. Again, my periods are usually maybe 2.5-3 days long. So I could even just wait out the whole time and wash them all. So it's pretty easy for me. I've never had an issue.
Right. I know. So I'm thinking about it like my heavy days, like it's pretty heavy. So like I feel like I'd have this thing that was soaked and
ew.
It's like, what? Yeah. Ew.
Sorry.
But yeah. Ew is what I'm thinking. And I'm like, there's no chance that I am ever going to take that and like put it in a jar. Like I'd have like, honestly, this is going to be, we're already in too deep with TMI, but I would have like blood all over the inside of that jar. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like that doesn't work for me. For me with the period panties, using them on days where my period is light, I feel like it's almost the same amount of blood as would be like, if you thought you weren't going to have your period and you stained a bit, like you spotted a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the amount of blood that I am allowing in my period panties. So for me, I'm using it on days where I'm like light trailing at the beginning and light at the end. And so for me, I just put it in my regular laundry because there's literally like not really anything
yeah.
additional, you know what I mean? So that's how the period panties work for me. But I just can't, again, because of how my period's always been, I haven't had the luxury of having a light period. And so I don't know if reusable pads would work for me, but that's great. Like environmentally friendly, good for you. Like that's amazing.
And I save so much money. I have not bought period like products in 2 years.
That's amazing. Honestly, I'll say straight up, I use fully like Tampax Pearl. And
you
we'll
do?
100% I do.
I'm shocked.
I know a lot of people are. And you know what? I'm a little bit ashamed of it, but I am. I use it.
They're and comfortable though.
we'll talk about it a little bit, but I've used ones in the past and mind you, I haven't tried a whole lot. So if anyone has any recommendations, like feel free. Like I said, just because I'm a naturopathic doctor does not mean I do everything naturally. I'm medically trained, but that's pretty much it. So, I use Tampax Pearl. I've tried other ones. I've tried organic ones. I've tried OB, whatever they are. My flow is just too much and I leak. I usually have 1 or 2 days that I will leak out of one of those. I don't feel like they're absorbent and I don't like them. And so because of how heavy my period's honestly always been, I change them so often that I was like, ah, it's not a big deal. I'm not worrying about it. And I've never really looked back, to be quite honest. So have you ever tried the Diva Cup?
No, I haven't, but I do want to say one thing. When I, b- before I ordered all of my products, I started using natural pads and tampons, like from the health food store. Yeah. The pads were hilarious. They were like massive and like just the funniest thing. Yeah. But the tampons themselves weren't too, I don't like tampons. I struggle with them again, I think, because I don't bleed enough. They're kind of like dry and uncomfortable. Yeah. They were in a paper applicator with a paper cover on them. So like there wasn't any waste, and it was just it's very interesting. They weren't, I'm not sure if they would be comfortable for someone who had a normal, the word normal is up for debate, but a heavier flow. So I'm not sure, but have I used the Diva Cup? No, I don't want to, I don't even have words. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, cue me, because I have used the Diva Cup. And there are very few people that know this story. And so I'm going to tell it right now. And here we are.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I don't know this story.
Oh, I didn't tell you this story?
No.
Oh, sit back. Get a drink. Because this is why I don't use the Diva Cup. Now, I'm going to preface this with, I fully support people who use it. Like I said, I'm a Tampax Pearl gal, and I don't know if that's changing anytime soon. If I find something, again, I don't like the paper applicator of the natural ones. Yeah. I can't get it in properly. It doesn't absorb properly. It's just not the same. And so please find me one that is, because I also don't like living in a pad. I'm a tampon girl. Like, I like it to be like up and held in, because I can't do, like, I don't like working out with a pad on. I feel gross. I feel sweaty. I feel wet. I feel gross. So I think that's also my like period panty, like hesitation, I guess, because I don't like feeling like wet. And that's why I don't like panty liners. I think panty liners are disgusting, but anyways, I digress. So Diva Cup. So, okay. A few years ago, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, I thought, you know what? Cause obviously I was in school, naturopathic college. And obviously I was becoming a naturopath. Everybody started using the Diva Cup. I was like, I should use the Diva Cup. Like, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I need to do. It's going to be great. It's a money saver. It's so good. So I was like, I'm going to do it. So I bought one, and I was actually, so my husband now was my boyfriend at the time. And I was actually commuting. We lived in different cities. And so I would go there on the weekend, and then I would have to come home because I worked at a retail store at home. So I was there for a night, and I remember I used the Diva Cup for the first time. So I go to his house, and we'd been dating for, I don't know, I think 2 or 3 years. Like, it wasn't a fresh relationship, but we were dating for a while, and I went and I stayed over, and I put this Diva Cup in while I woke up in the morning, and I was soaked in blood.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah, like, it leaked everywhere in my boyfriend's bed. And like, obviously he's still around, like, we're married, it's fine. But it was like, obviously mortifying. It is what it is. So that's not even the worst of the story. So if you like that, it's coming. I cleaned myself up. I got ready. I had to go to work. Like, I had to drive an hour and go to work. So I had put in the Diva Cup, but I just couldn't, I guess it didn't seal. Obviously it didn't seal overnight. So I was like trying to figure it out, and I couldn't get it to seal. I couldn't get it to open all the way and seal. So I felt like you're supposed to tug it, and then you feel like it's sealed properly. So I couldn't really get it to seal. And it was like, this was back in my fibroid days. So I had heavy flow. So I was like trying to get it to seal, but I couldn't really get it to seal. I wasn't confident it sealed. So what I did is I just kept it in, and I put a pad underneath, because I was like, whatever, it'll do what it does. And then I'll just leak through to the pad, and it's fine, and I'll figure it out later. So I'm driving, and I'm just thinking, like, I can't stop thinking about this thing that's in me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm driving, I call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I need to figure this out. I need to stop. So I ended up stopping at a rest stop on the highway. And I was like, I'm just going to take it out. Like, I just need it out. I'm going to just wear a pad for the day. And like, I tried, and I'm over this. I'm moving forward in my life. So I go to the rest stop. I go to the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom in the rest stop. So picture this. I'm in the bathroom. It's like at an en route, right? So I'm in the bathroom. I went to the wheelchair bathroom because I was like, I just want some room. Like, I was like, I just need some room. So I literally put my, I take off my pants, obviously, put my leg up on the toilet, okay? And my other, I'm like trying to get the Diva cup out. I can't. I'm like using two fingers, I'm putting it up, and because my period was so heavy, I kept slipping. Oh. So I couldn't grab it. I couldn't get it. I'm like, it felt like it was going up further. Like it felt like it was like I was losing it. Oh. I was like, oh my God, I'm starting to sweat. Like I'm sweating. I'm getting stressed. Like I'm freaking out. So I'm trying to get it out. Can't. Now all I've done is I've moved it and shifted it in a way that I'm now just like fully bleeding, but like have this inside me and can't get it out and like have a pad on. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm fully just like this thing stuck. So I called my mom. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm at an en route. Like, I'm telling her the story. She's like, okay, meet me at a walk-in clinic because, like, we need to get this out. I'm like, okay, yep, I need to go to a walk-in clinic. So I called my boss, which at the time was my aunt. So, like, not a big deal. Called my aunt and I told her, I'm like, I got to get this thing out. Like, I don't know. I got to get it out. So I walk into the walk-in clinic. I go to the front desk and I'm like, I whisper. I'm like, because they ask you, why are you there? So I say, I'm like, I have a Diva cup stuck inside me. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay. Like immediately put me in a room. Like I was an emergent case. And so I'm in a room. This like this man doctor. So he's like probably 65. No idea what I'm talking about.
What's a Diva cup?
He has no idea what a Diva cup is. I'm sitting there on the table being like, yep, it's stuck inside me. He's like, okay. Gets out forceps. I basically have a pair of tweezers, like, tongs, not tweezers. He goes and he's like, okay, sit back. And literally, I had to sit up like I was getting a vaginal exam. And he takes the forceps and he pulls it out. And because it was in such a weird angle, it was full.
Oh.
So it dumps everywhere. And I literally told him, I was like, just leave the room. I'll figure it out. Like, just leave the room.
Just go.
I'm not like, I'm just go, please. So he got up and he left and it was like, he was so mortified. I was mortified. My mom was sitting in the room. Her and I are like cleaning up blood in a walk. Honestly, I just said at that moment in time, I was like, I'm continuing to wear a Tampax Pearl. And that's my story. So this is why when my patients tell me they wear the Diva cup, good for them, amazing, but I've been so traumatized that it's going to be a no from me. So
that's actually hilarious. I'm glad I didn't hear that story before that so that I could experience this in this moment with you.
So that's me and Diva cup. So I thought when I saw period panties come out, I thought, well, not when I saw them come out. When I piqued interest in getting them, it was this year. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try them. So yes, I agree with all the things that you do. I like period panties. I think that they're good. I don't have to have any fear of like getting them stuck anywhere. So it's good. And I honestly use them in my way. I still wear tampons. I use them for like extra leakage protection. If I have, like, if I'm in visits from like 9 to 2 and I have no break, I know that I won't leak through. So that's kind of that. And I use them on my light days on either end of my period. So I find them comfortable and they're nice and they're like sweat wicking. So it's kind of nice when I do a workout to like get rid of that moisture away from you. So that's kind of my take, but let's just talk about like what the actual problem is with tampons. And I know, like I said, and I'll say it again, I use Tampax Pearl. So I am as guilty as anyone listening to this. So if you use it, you're not alone. Don't feel like, oh my God, I'm doing such bad things for my health, because like you're fine. But there are things that are really bad about these things. So let's just talk about that. So first of all, there was a study that was posted in the Journal of Reproductive Toxicology. They looked at 11 brands of both menstrual pads and they looked at disposable diapers, which diapers are a whole other story. They didn't identify the brands, but they tested 4 kinds of phthalates and 3 kinds of volatile organic chemicals or VOCs in there. And that's really scary, specifically because of the proximity to our reproductive glands. And so with babies, I mean, talking about clean baby products is a whole other topic, so I won't get into that. But the fact that we're putting diapers that have these chemicals in them, as well as pads that have chemicals in them as well, it's not just tampons, right? It is still menstrual pads. So Interestingly enough, but a lot of these, for those who don't know, phthalates are a known endocrine disruptor. And so it can cause damage to your hormones, impact your cancer risk, and a whole lot of other things. And so looking at endocrine disruptors is really important to get rid of that. These are one of the biggest offenders, and we're literally putting them in our genitals, like straight up. So looking at the toxins specifically in tampons. So first one is rayon. Rayon basically is one of the synthetic ingredients that's used in tampons, and it's actually been commonly associated with increased risk of toxic shock syndrome. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what toxic shock syndrome is, but you've probably, have you heard of it before, Ashley?
I was just going to stop you and be like, I feel like this was a term that was like, it was so big and scary, like you're going to get toxic shock syndrome at one point in your life, but it's actually not something I've ever like actually been faced with or know anyone who has.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We'll talk about it in a minute, but the ingredient rayon has actually been associated with an increased likelihood of toxic shock syndrome. Second, we have dioxin. This is a chemical as a result of chlorine processing. According to the EPA, there is no safe level of exposure to dioxin. It's also linked to hormone disruption and can have effects on the immune system. Next up is non-organic cotton. The purpose of genetically engineered cotton, so non-organic cotton, was so that it would be resistant to pesticides and herbicides, which would affect the cotton's growth. So this is problematic because it allows substantially more pesticides and herbicides to be sprayed on the cotton, again, increasing the risk of the residues being present in our tampons. And so when we use non-organic cotton, it increases the risk of herbicides. And I'm going to talk about organic cotton in a minute. But non-organic is more likely to be genetically modified and have more crap sprayed on it, basically. And the next ingredient I don't really understand, and it's not in all tampons, but fragrance. Like, why would you get a scented tampon? I don't understand it, but fragrance is a really scary term because a lot of chemicals can actually live under the term fragrance and we don't even know it. So when they say fragrance, they can mean a lot of different things. Chlorine is the bleaching process. So that's why our tampons are white and they make trace amounts of dioxins. So I already talked about dioxins. This is a hormone disruptor. And the well-known BPA is in the plastic. So in a lot of applicators, it's important to look for BPA-free applicators because even if the BPA is in the applicator, it's sitting on that cotton, right? And that cotton is meant to absorb things. And so if it's in the plastic and you insert it, so it's not only touching your vagina, but it's in the plastic there.
Very interesting. I had no idea. I mean, I assumed like we've been told. I think the biggest thing for me was always fragrance. That was kind of the only thing that I really thought about. And the organic cotton piece, but everything else, this is completely new to me.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I actually found a study. They did tampon testing in 2018 and they looked at different chemicals and they looked at different brands. And so I'll just, for the listeners, they looked at Nature Care, which is a completely like natural organic line. They looked at Seventh Generation, same type of thing. Both of them actually had no concerning chemicals, zero chemicals of concern. So that's really good. It's interesting because they compared Tampax Pearl to UB Kotex to Playtex Sport to Safe and Soft. And for those who don't know, Safe and Soft was a dollar store brand. And the most chemicals were actually found in the Playtex Sport. I think probably because they were scented. But they also compared it to Tampax Pearl scented, which I didn't even know existed. And they found that Playtex Sport scented actually still had six chemicals of concern. Versus Tampax Pearl scented only had one, UB Kotex Fitness had one, and Safe and Soft at the dollar store had four. So the most chemicals of concern I would have assumed would be the dollar store brand.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
But it was the Playtex scented for anybody who's interested. So that's really interesting. It's really important to look at the ingredients and make sure that if you are choosing tampons, I'm going to go through kind of what we're looking for at the end, but just knowing all of these things, again, if anything else, if nothing else, make sure you're using a BPA-free applicator kind, organic cotton whenever you can. But period underwear is a little bit of a different wild, wild west. And there's different brands. So like you said, there's Luna Pads, I have NYX, there's Thinx, there's Modi Body, there's Bam Body, there's Ruby. Like, I was finding so many different kinds of period underwear. And did you know that they're not all built the same?
Well, now that you're saying that, I'm kind of worried. Like, I just assumed that it was good because of what it kind of represents.
Yeah.
Now I don't know. I have Luna Pads, so I'm hoping, like, now I'm going to go on their website and do some friggin' digging.
Well, and the thing is that, like, for example, Modi Body claims they don't have any PFAs, which again is one of those endocrine disrupting chemicals. Most companies claim they don't use any harmful ingredients, but when I looked them up, like, some of them are randomly found on Amazon. So it's hard to tell what they're using because they can still be using harmful products. I want to talk about a study. So in February 2020, so really we're talking about when we're using period panties versus these tampons that have these awful ingredients and even these pads that have awful ingredients. The reason we're using them can be because we're trying to be more environmentally friendly. That's number one. But number two is we're assuming, just like you said, by what they represent, we're assuming that they're healthier for us, right?
Yeah. And I want to actually interrupt you. I'm literally Googling Luna Pads while we're having this conversation, and they've rebranded. So I couldn't find anything on Luna Pads. Like I, there was no website, and what they've said is the product was actually discontinued in 2020 and replaced with aisle pads.
Okay.
And they're a sustainable period product, and their website looks nice and their pads look beautiful, and you can see the clips and things like that, so they are still there. And now that I'm looking at their panties, they look exactly the same. So same product, it looks like, just rebranded.
Yeah. And so in February 2020, the Sierra Club testing showed high levels of PFAS in a brand of menstrual underwear, so Thinx, you might have heard of them.
Yep.
They advertise themselves as organic cotton underwear. The testing showed high levels of fluorine, which is a strong indication that of PFAS contamination. So they actually described, they sent samples. They actually looked at Thinx and Luna Pads. So interesting. They found, let me just look at this study. In Thinx, they have high levels enough to suggest that they were intentionally manufactured with PFAS. They test the Luna Pads, which is a Canadian brand, and they showed no fluorine or PFAS.
Perfect.
They showed that absorption of PFAS through the skin is as harmful as when they're ingested orally. And for those who don't know, PFAS are known as forever chemicals. So they build up in the body, they don't break down, and they've been associated with numerous health harms. So weakened childhood immunity, low birth weight, endocrine disruption, increased cholesterol, weight gain in children, and other health problems. They've contaminated drinking water in almost every state. Specifically, this study's in the U.S. They're also found in mattresses, carpets, waterproof and stain-proof clothing, among other everyday goods. Organic labeling is complex. So we think we see organic and we automatically think that it is better. Now, when we, at least in the US, so this article I'm going to preface, it's from the Environmental Working Group. So if you haven't heard of the Environmental Working Group, it is a company that they prioritize safe, clean products. And so if you go on their website, you can look at products and see if they're safe and if they are clean. And so this article is looking at, obviously it's US data, but I don't think it's that different here in Canada. And a lot of the period panties we're getting are American. They're not all Canadian, except Luna Pads, which apparently is really great.
Yeah, I'm on their website again still, and they seem fantastic. Like, their underwear is actually manufactured in Cambodia, but they explain all the things that they do for their team members. Employees receive a comprehensive pension plan, they're provided free hot lunch, they get 6 months paid maternity leave, et cetera, et cetera. And their pads are actually made in Vancouver.
Amazing. So Luna Pad seems to be in the clear, but when they're talking about organic labeling, they're saying that it's possible for an organic material to contain PFAS. So when they're labeling something organic, it covers different chemicals that can't be in there, but leaves others unaccounted for. So again, when the Environmental Working Group wrote this article, they said they reached out to Thinks, but the company declined to comment.
Interesting.
So interesting, but they're saying, how could the product be made with organic cotton and contain PFAS? They said finishes and coatings containing PFAS can be added late in the Thinks manufacturing process, as is the case with some stain and water resistant clothing, rugs, and other fabric materials. So interesting that they found this in this underwear, because you wouldn't expect that. And to be completely honest and transparent, I actually had a patient send me an article on NYX, kind of in the similar category. Now, when I was looking up research for this episode, I couldn't actually find the specific article linked with NYX. And I know that NYX did come back and say that they didn't contain PFAS, but this article on the Environmental Working Group, which I trust, is talking about Thinks. So that's why we're talking about that right now. Again, there is a common misconception that organic means no pesticides, but organic cotton is grown with pesticides. They're just approved pesticides for use in organic farming. So I just want everybody to understand that as well when you're choosing organic stuff.
Great. This is very helpful. It reminds me that although, you know, we think that these products are better for us for, you know, whatever reasons, we actually still have to do our research.
Yeah.
I don't know if I did much research back in the day when I bought these. Well, I mean, the girl making my pads in her basement at her sewing machine, who knows what she made them out of?
No, I feel like hers might be even safer than some of these big companies. But I think that we just have to make sure we're looking at a full balanced approach. And so now that we've kind of gone through the ingredients, we know that we do have to be wary with all of our products, pads, tampons, menstrual, period panties. It doesn't mean we're going chemical free just because we're choosing period underwear. I just want everybody to understand that. Now I'm going to talk about reasons why I don't like the period underwear and what some of them are advertised for that I think is not right. And one of those reasons is bladder leakage. So from the Poise website, so as we know, Poise makes incontinence panties, incontinence disposable diapers, right? And a lot of these period underwear also talk about bladder leakage. So if you look at any of these websites, they all talk about bladder leakage. I don't know if Lunapads does, but anyone I've looked at talks about bladder leakage. And when we look at Poise, they're talking about reasons for incontinence, life events that can cause incontinence. So things that they're listing include a previous pregnancy, childbirth, hysterectomy, or getting older with less bladder control. And I don't like those reasons for needing Poise, because in my opinion, I would have these patients referred to a pelvic floor physiotherapist. And I think that when we allow people to feel like these types of things are normal and things we have to deal with and things that we just purchase Poise for, then we're really doing a disservice. So that was my one hesitation with period underwear, was normalizing bladder leakage and possibly normalizing vaginal discharge that wasn't normal, and having women feel like it was normal so they would just buy panties rather than having a swab done, for example.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because if you normalize it, then people wouldn't realize there might actually be an issue here and they won't get some support for it.
Yeah. And there are some conditions that they do list on Poise's website that I wholeheartedly believe that Poise would be helpful. Things like MS, Parkinson's, spinal injuries, like those sorts of things. But one of the things they list is urinary tract infections. So
like, how about you just solve the urinary tract infection?
Yeah. So if you have a UTI, you should be seeing your doctor and getting a proper investigation and workup and treatment, and you shouldn't be buying Poise. So some of these reasons I'm like, yeah, totally. Other of them, I'm saying we need to get to the root cause. You need to see a pelvic floor physio. You need to see your doctor. Mm-hmm. So those are reasons why I can't get behind it. But what I think they're great for, so things I've already said, obviously periods, leakage. Like I said, when I'm busy and I know that like I'm not going to be able to change my tampon in 2 hours and it's going to leakage. Nighttime. Because I'm a heavy period person, you probably can't relate to this, but on the heaviest day of my period during the night, I wake up during the night because I'm scared I'm going to leak. So having the protection of NYX has dream shorts. And so you can wear the dream shorts at night. And if you have any leakage, it catches it. So you don't have to worry about waking up and being soaked, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise or sweating, I already talked about. Panty liner days are really key. And postpartum, like when you're postpartum, I don't know about any moms out there, but I used the disposable underwear, which I would use again. They're fantastic. But they're just disposable by Freedom Mom. Disposable underwear. They're nice and stretchy. They're comfy, but they're big enough to fit the like massive, gigantic pads that you have to use postpartum. And so I will say that the period underwear, similar to that, might be a good option once you're done with the disposables and you're like wanting to get back into regular underwear, but you can't yet. You still want something that's a little bit big, but you don't want to be wearing like gigantic underwear. I feel like that could be a good option.
Absolutely. I think so too. I can't relate at all, but like to so many of these things, but I hope my input was somewhat interesting. I didn't even have a funny story.
Oh God. Well, I feel like I'm made up for.
You did. You definitely did.
So, menstrual cups in general. So we always think again, Diva cups, menstrual cups are the answer. Like, okay, period underwear might be toxic. Tampons are toxic. Pads are toxic. Like I'll go to a menstrual cup. Now, obviously we all know I'm not going to a menstrual cup. You know, you're not going to a menstrual cup. I found some information on whether or not they are better. Now there's a couple things I want to point out. So they did a comprehensive review in the Lancet that basically found that menstrual cups were safe to use and maybe just as effective as other sanitary products in preventing leaks. And the one thing I really liked is the paper also showed that that cup would be a viable option in poor countries where access to menstrual products might be limited and costly. So I love that.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So making sure that it is, again, sustainable and affordable, and these products are really key to these poorer countries. So I love that. That's amazing. And in terms of health, the researchers found no increased health risk associated with menstrual cup use among European, North American, and African women and girls. The studies involved 507 women, and it found that the menstrual cups had no negative effects on the vaginal flora. So that was great. I think the only thing we have to be careful about is when we are taking the menstrual cup out and making sure that we wash our hands appropriately and wash the menstrual cup appropriately before inserting it again to avoid any sort of infections.
Well, so, you have to like boil it, don't you?
Well, and I can't speak on this, but I always wonder what people do in public. So you go to a public washroom, you're in the stall, you take it out, you dump it. How can you wash your hands before you put it back in? Do you wash your hands before you go in the stall?
I can't speak to that either. I would imagine that you would.
Yeah. And then you have to wash your hands before you go in the stall, take it out, dump it, and put it back in right away, and probably clean it when you get home.
Yeah, I guess so.
So if anybody can speak to that, feel free to reach out to us, because neither of us have experience. Well, mm-hmm. Everybody knows my experience. So that's that. So I also wanted to, I found this a little bit funny, but the side effects of the menstrual cup, the journal found 5 people out of the group experienced severe pain or injury during the menstrual cup use. The researchers suggested that this could have been due to differences in anatomy, the cup being in an incorrect position. Again, that's the thing with the Diva cup or the menstrual cup. You have to make sure that you have the proper anatomy to actually fit it. They also found 6 cases where cups caused an allergic reaction or rash. So I guess if you're allergic to the materials, you're going to have an allergic reaction. And then additionally, in rare cases, the cup may push up against the urethra and block it, leading to problems urinating. So they actually found 9 people out of the study had urinary symptoms, and 3 of those actually developed hydronephrosis, which is a serious condition that causes swelling in the kidney when urine cannot escape.
Okay. So, I'm just wondering what kind of injury we're running into here.
I don't know either, honestly. I don't know the injury, but I'm just imagining if you had trouble urinating when you had the menstrual cup in, I would just take it out. Like, don't wait until your kidney is having issues.
Definitely not.
The last but not least was talking about IUD dislodgement. So again, putting it in, a lot of people may think that the suction could like expulse your
IUD. Right.
A 2012 study found that the risk of IUD expulsion was no higher when people used tampons, pads, or menstrual cups. So it was all the same. And then last but not least, they did not find evidence that menstrual cups posed an increased risk of infection compared with other period products. And they found that some of the included studies actually indicated that cups were less likely to cause infections versus tampons or pads.
That's very interesting to me. I've learned so much, so much. Yeah. And I think our listeners will also learn a lot, especially ones who deal with heavier flows or may be contemplating switching up their products. I hope that this information is extremely valuable to them.
Yeah. Let's just talk about the bottom line. So kind of wrap it all up in a neat little bow. Number one is, I would say, whatever you're choosing, avoid scented products. Number two is washing your hands after taking it out, before putting anything back in or using anything, even pads, just wash your hands. Changing your tampon every 4 to 8 hours. So again, making sure to prevent the risk of toxic shock syndrome. Changing your tampon after a bowel movement. This should come as common sense.
I would never have thought that ever.
Okay. So when you're, I find that even the act of like bearing down pushes the tampon out anyways. And even if you like wanted to keep it in, I think it would be uncomfortable just as like from a tampon wearing experience. But just an FYI, the string is hanging down, right?
Right.
So we just need to make sure that we are having this area be as clean as possible. So every time you have a bowel movement, you have to make sure you take out that tampon, clean the area, wash your hands really good before you insert another one. And then the last tip is, don't use a more absorbent tampon than you need. So again, if your period is light, get a light size. If your period is heavy, get a heavy size. But you don't want to have one bigger than what you need, because being in for longer or being more absorbent than we need can increase the risk of toxic shock syndrome. And so make sure you're getting... And make sure you're getting a size that fits you. And last but not least, I found it was funny. Don't use a tampon when you don't have your period, which I never actually thought I would do. But come to think of it, I know people who will be like, oh, I think I'm getting my period. So they'll put in a tampon.
Really?
Like, preventatively, which I would never do because it hurts so much.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. So anyways, those are the kind of the wrapping up tips. And now just for those who don't know, toxic shock syndrome is caused by a toxic substance that's produced by different kinds of bacteria. So it can actually lead to very serious outcomes, including death. And so some symptoms to be aware of: confusion, diarrhea, generally feeling unwell, headaches, fever, low blood pressure, muscle aches, nausea and vomiting, organ failure, redness of the eyes, mouth and throat, and seizures. So it can be very, very, very serious. And so this is why the bottom line is making sure that we're putting cleanliness of the area over everything. Whether you're using Diva Cup, pads, tampons, period underwear, make sure we're just keeping everything clean and changed appropriately.
Wonderful. Perfect. What great tips. I love that.
Yeah. So anything to add, Ashley?
No, not at all. I'm going to maybe order some new products now that we've been discussing. I'm going to send you a picture of my reusable pads because I think you'll find them very interesting.
Yeah, and your jar.
Well, I already sent you a picture of my jar.
Okay, guys, this has been the Well Woman podcast. Thank you for joining us. Remember, follow us on social. I am at Dr. Laura ND.
And I am at ALC.wellness.
And make sure you subscribe and rate and review because it helps us out so much. Again, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to reach out. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Bye.